Dr. Roger Heron is joining us this morning. Hey, Doc, how are you this morning, pal? Good?
Good morning, Tom. Glad to join you.
Roger was with the board of SIU Board of Trustees for almost 6 years, and there was one part I was a little vague on. I know you were on the Finance Committee. You were the chair for the Finance Committee, too, weren't you?
I was chairman of the board and then subsequently chairman of the Finance Committee till I retired a year ago in January.
Yeah, January 2017, whenever Dr. Heron resigned from the Board of Trustees. Now, when you were appointed to the Board of Trustees, Governor Quinn, if I remember correct, what did Governor Quinn ask you to do when you said, look, go down to the Board of Trustees, here's what I'd like to see accomplished by the board? Did he give you a mandate?
No, Tommy didn't. It's very strange. I knew Governor Quinn quite well, and he had asked me over a period of about 6 months to please come to SIU, and I was on the Illinois Finance Authority, head of energy up there, and he asked me and to please come to SIU. The SIU, it's all he needed. And when we left, he said, I want you to do one thing. I want you to be Roger Heron. So right. I tried to be myself.
All right, now when it comes to this board, the enrollment was still an issue then, but I want to ask you in particular, as your role as Finance Committee Chairperson, was there a 60-40 split that was talked about at the Board of Trustees when it became the issue between 60-40 between SIUC and E?
Well, Tom, I do not believe that that's a mandate, but it was a generally accepted practice that former President Bouchard had. I'm not sure if he instituted it or if he had inherited it, but it kind of was prorated according to the census and the size of the needs of the respective other campuses. Remember, this is a system. It isn't just Carbondale. It's a system, and it includes Edwardsville and obviously the medical school, and the medical school is outstanding, and Edwardsville is growing with leaps and bounds.
But when we look at the Board of Trustees right now, it seems like they've kind of lined up on one side or another. I mean, when you were on the board, did you see a board that was really united for the system or one that kind of picked sides between Carbondale and Edwardsville?
When I went on the board, there was a faction that had worked very closely with the previous administration on paying bills and other issues, and there was, and the state was kind of reimbursing the university accordingly. So it wasn't a particular big issue, but it was obvious that as time went on, that the 60-40 deal was going to have to be altered, because you can't have a campus that has a greater enrollment getting less money than one that has lesser enrollment. And so if it isn't dealt with today, it's going to have to be dealt with tomorrow. And how and why they selected then to vote on that $5.1 or $3 million, I have no knowledge of that. But sooner or later, it was inevitable.
It was interesting because I was speaking with State Representative Jerry Costello. He said, but for many years, E had a much smaller enrollment than Carbondale did, and Carbondale didn't complain about how much Edwardsville money got, money Edwardsville received.
No, because everybody was going along fine. The whole thing developed when the enrollment and census at SIU Carbondale started to decline. You know, we were the cash cow and the engine that drove all of Southern Illinois. Our budget was nearly $1 billion, and everybody was happy. But the thing that it is always obvious to me, back even when I was in high school, it seemed to always want to be contained within the city limit of Carbondale, and it's Southern Illinois University. It isn't Carbondale University. And right now, there are four trustees that are all within the city limits of Carbondale. And they've, you know, General Thomas is still on the board, but he's out of Springfield, and some of the others are out of the Metro East area. But they have to develop a way to come together rather than the fighting that's going on now. I can't. And Tom, candidly, I cannot determine what the motive is of the trustees now. I have texted a couple of my friends who are still trustees, and they have not even responded back. I just don't get it. I honestly don't. You know, I hope that their motive is not to split the campuses, but that's what they're going to do.
Now,
I just don't get that. And then the other thing that I'm hearing on the street is they're trying to or want to bring Glenn Pichard back. I mean, that's a catastrophe.
When you look at this, shouldn't we, instead of the items we talk about, it seems to be the engine that drives SIU is ultimately, sure, state money, but enrollment, shouldn't that be the subject matter?
That should be the sole thing. When I went to the board at first, I had not been appointed but a few days before we went to the first meeting, and they had an enrollment fee, tuition increase. And I said, I'm going to accept this and vote for it now, and I will not ever vote for this again unless they can document for me that there is a justified need. And your records will show you that I pretty well voted against the fee increase all along the way. They just didn't do it. The other thing, Tom, that clearly needs to be done, okay, that they, instead of taking a 5%, 10, whatever they decide to do, 3% cut on the across the board, it has to be analyzed. In other words, each respective department, what does your staffing need to be? What's your operational cost of each individual university? And then base your budget upon that need, not across the board. And I never did get that done. I went to University of Illinois, Chris Kennedy, chairman up there, and the lady at Bradley, and that's the way they told me that if we did it the way you were doing it at SIU, said we'd be fired tomorrow.
Resistant. So, there's a lot of resistance to change in higher education. You dealt with this a lot, Dr. Heron.
I did. I went to the people. I asked them to come in. I was, you know, Tom, this is not worthy of a pat on the back, but for the six to seven years that I was involved with the university, I never once took any reimbursement money back, not one single penny. Everything, all the out-of-pocket expense, I personally paid for. My motive was to help Southern Illinois and Southern Illinois University. And those folks who know me know that's what it is. But, and by the way, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that from January 17, when I resigned, to now, there have been basically only two changes. We've had a board member change, and we've had a chancellor change.
Right.
Now, those are the changes. There's no other changes, and we had no problem. Everybody was working harmoniously together.
Now, what do you think about Carlo Montemagno's suggested changes at SIU from a Board of Trustees standpoint? If you were still on the board today, your assessment of those changes?
Well, Carlo came and asked and spoke with me regarding these different issues, and I have not looked into that enough to know ups and downs about it. But the one thing I know, and I told some of my fellow ex-trustee members, guys, if you're going to make these changes, at least don't do them all across the board, all at once. Phase them in. Try this for phase one. If it works, then go to phase two. But don't do them all at the same time. So what do? They try to put them all in at the same time.
Right.
And that alienates the people. And Tom, I'll tell you the other thing that people are missing, that people are missing. The people outside of Carbondale are really dissatisfied with what's going on. I don't go anywhere. I don't go out to eat or have a beer to have what everybody asks me. Doc, I wish you're still on the board. I wish this, wish that. And I said, well, I am working. I'm trying to still help them. But they just have to phase things in. They only hear what they're hearing inside the city limits of Carbondale. You know, they've given that a name. That's called the little echo chamber over
right.
there.
Right, you're inside the bubble.
They're inside the bubble, but SIU is nationwide. It's all over. You go to Chicago. I I went to the Masters tournament again this year, and guess what? I put on my Saluki shirt, and you have no idea. You're a Saluki. Everybody knows the Saluki.
Right.
We do not want to lose what we have.
SIU Board of Trustee member, former Board of Trustee member, and former Finance Chairman, Dr. Roger Heron. Doctor, thanks so much for your time.